White House, Joe Biden able to juggle multiple challenges around the world. By Charlie Spiring on May 12, 2021. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defended President Joe Biden's handling of multiple crises around the world at the same time Wednesday. Psaki was asked by a reporter during the White House press briefing to offer an introspective on how it felt to have the external world turning on you guys after 100 days in office. "That's what we're made for here," Psaki replied. "We certainly know that, and the president knew from having served as vice president for 8 years. The White House struggles to address gas shortages and price hikes on the East Coast after a ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline and faces the ongoing migrant crisis on the southern border, a sudden rise in inflation and unemployment, and the explosive conflict in the Middle East between Palestinians and Israelis. Biden continues to fight the coronavirus pandemic and slow walk getting America back to normal, amidst rigid activity guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control. Psaki argued Biden and his White House were always prepared to handle multiple disruptive events around the world. "Why you have to be prepared to juggle multiple challenges, multiple crises at one time, and that's exactly what we are doing at this moment," she said. But Biden's public events suggest he has not stepped up his pace in addressing the growing problems in the United States around the world. The president typically schedules one public speaking event per day around midday and ignores questions from reporters on most topics he is uninterested in addressing. On Monday, the White House called a 2:20 p.m. lid on the president's public activities, and on Tuesday they called a lid at 3:34 p.m. EST. On Wednesday, Biden arrived 40 minutes late for a speech on fighting the coronavirus but took a few questions from reporters on the gas shortage crisis. "You guys are bad. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave," he said to the reporters.